a bloody day for the U.S. occupation in Iraq. Five American soldiers were killed west of Baghdad when a roadside bomb exploded underneath their vehicle. And in the nearby town of Fallujah, insurgents attacked two SUVs carrying four men, U.S. civilian contractors working for the occupation authority. All four were killed. The attackers burned and mutilated the bodies of the victims and dragged them through the streets. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
In Fallujah, hatred for the U.S. occupation flared again today. Local cameramen filmed the gruesome aftermath of an ambush by insurgents that left two SUVs burning in the city center. On one videotape, a blonde man in khaki pants and a blood-stained white shirt lay dead on the ground beside a blazing vehicle that still contained the body of another passenger. An Iraqi onlooker pointed out what appeared to be military dog tags hanging from the neck of one of the dead men. And then, in broad daylight, locals began throwing bricks and stones at the burning cars. Then the growing crowd pulled the charred corpses from the vehicles and began dragging them through the streets. "Long live Fallujah," chanted these dancing Iraqis. One man pointed at a mangled corpse and turned to scream at the camera. "Everyone who comes to Fallujah," he warned, "will meet this fate." Eyewitnesses later saw two of the bodies strung up on a bridge across the Euphrates.
Fallujah remains one of those cities in Iraq that just don't get it.
At a briefing this afternoon in Baghdad, General Mark Kimmett condemned the attack.
"That's a former Ba'athist stronghold. This was a city that profited immeasurably and immensely under the former regime. They have a view that somehow the harder they fight, the better chance they have of achieving some sort of restorationist movement within the country."
Civil administration spokesman Dan Senor insisted the enemy was a small minority of Fallujah's population.
"The people who pulled those bodies out and engaged in this attack against the contractors are not people we are here to help. Those are people we have to capture or kill so this country can move forward."
Fallujah's conflict with the American military began during the first weeks of the U.S. occupation, when American troops opened fire on crowds of Iraqi protesters twice, killing and injuring dozens of people. Since then, this town has become a symbol of Iraqi resistance. Last month, Fallujah was the site of the year-old Iraqi insurgency's boldest operation to date, when more than 50 armed guerrillas overran the town police station. This afternoon, General Kimmett vowed the U.S. would not be discouraged by today's incident.
"It would be disgracing the deaths of these people if we were to stop our missions. The entire tableau of the country of Iraq is far more than a couple of small, localized incidents."
In recent months, Iraqi insurgents have stepped up their strikes against non-military targets, killing hundreds of Iraqi policemen while also increasingly targeting foreign civilians. Meanwhile, the U.S. occupation continues to come under fire from its political opponents. In Baghdad today, several thousand supporters of fiery Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr marched to the gates of the American headquarters to protest the recent closing of one of Sadr's newspapers. As American helicopters circled overhead, young men waved portraits of Sadr, the most outspokenly anti-American leader of Iraq's Shiite Muslim majority. Though at one point several demonstrators set fire to an American flag, the protest remained peaceful. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.